Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:50. Today is May 30th, and today has been another very interesting day. Now, the early part of the day was driven or primarily dominated by the action on the Chinese A-share market, or the Shanghai A-shares. And they had a rather significant fall, and that was as a result of the stamp duty being increased on that market. Now, what we have noticed is that if you look, say, for example, at that Thai index I put up on comment of the day in the interesting chart section, you had a pretty muted response in Asia. Australia was probably one of the more harder hit markets, primarily because of that concern about commodity exports relating to China. But I think that's probably a little bit overcooked. I suppose the main thing is that you contrast what we had today with the kind of reaction that you saw at the end of February, and they just don't match up very well at all. It's a similar sized move, and the A-share market is considerably higher. But the equity markets in general are just not as jittery about what China is doing now, because we've seen this is the third of these large downward dynamics, and on the previous two occasions, we have seen the market rally from having fallen like this in the past. So I think equity markets are going to be pretty sanguine until we see a bigger reaction. And by a bigger reaction, we can look at the last reaction that happened between December and February. And that was 500 or 600 points in terms of amplitude. It lasted for 2 months. And as long as the current reaction that we're seeing in the A-share market doesn't look too dissimilar to that, I don't think there's too much reason to panic. However, if we see two downward dynamics in a row, well, that's going to be an inconsistency. If the reaction gets bigger than the one we've seen previously, that's also going to be an inconsistency. And that would give us greater pause for thought. China has been the leading market, and once the leaders start to roll over, that is a warning signal that we can be ending the, well, coming towards the end of the line for a number of other markets as well. But it's a little bit early to stake a claim to say that the A-share market has completely finished with, but what we can definitely say is that it's a peak of near-term significance and it needs to move to a new high to reaffirm the uptrend. Now, excuse me, you had a number of the European markets open really quite weakly. For example, at one point the DAX was down over 1%, and the Italian index, the S&P MIB, which had been down almost 1%, closed the day almost unchanged, down just 2. So we've had a number of the European markets fall briskly, but really recoup their gains. And even when you look at, for example, the DAX chart, it was down 1%, but that doesn't really figure in terms of the chart action at all. So we had a little bit of nervousness in here today, but certainly not a scare story, particularly when you had relative strength in pretty much the rest of Asia. Looking at the US markets, well, currently the Dow is up nearly 50 points, the S&P is up 7, and the Nasdaq is up 9.24. So pretty steady in here, and following the downward dynamics we saw on the US last Thursday, we're a week on now and they're holding up really quite well, which does lead us to believe, or leads me to believe at least, that this is more like a step in the current uptrend rather than a top of any kind of medium to longer term significance. Looking at Mexico and Brazil, they're both up over 1%. Mexico is up 1.62%, and Brazil is up just over 1%. Those have been relatively close to their highs, so that's a reaffirmation that there is bullish activity in those markets. So, all in all, on the equity front, it's a time to be a little bit cautious because markets are that bit overextended, but we haven't seen any very great evidence that we've reached an important peak. Now, looking at some of the commodity markets, oil is up 34 cents today, having been down over $2 yesterday, and it continues to sort of range around. This has been very much slow burn on the oil front, and it is going to I think need some probably weather-related story to or war to support the price moving up into reasserting its overall uptrend. it does look like it's going to just mess around here between the sort of $60 and $70 levels. And I don't think there's not very much more to say about on the energy front. Natural gas is at 7.59, down down 49 ticks for nearly 5 cents. Gold was also a little bit weaker in here today, down 370. It's at 653, so coming along to that 650 mark, which is a bit of a psychological level. It'll be interesting to see how much of a bounce we get from there. Silver has held up remarkably well. It gained yesterday, and it's currently at 1321. That's down just 8 ticks, so pretty much unchanged on the day. And platinum, pretty much the same, unchanged on the day. With that little bit of nervousness you had in the equity markets, that firmed up the dollar, and the euro's currently at 134.26, so a little bit weaker, down 22 ticks. Pound is down 59 ticks at 197.53. But nothing in the way of upper dynamics as regards the dollar. It had rallied well off the lows yesterday, but no really important follow-on here today. So the dollar continues to rally, but continues to look very much dead cattish to my eyes. And I think the first downward dynamic we see in the dollar index will see a retest of the recent lows we've seen, but we haven't seen that quite yet. Looking at some of the industrial metals, copper is down 165 in here at 330.35, and nickel is down 1,000 points at 46,650. So nickel had a particularly good day yesterday, but has given up a little bit of it here today. I think the leading industrial metal right now is lead, and lead had been consolidating around that $2,000 level, but has broken up from there now, and really does look like it could have legs here. We have seen in the past that the industrial metals don't all go up together, and they tend to go each by turn. And lead has been pretty quiet for quite a long time now. So, having been a leader, I think in 2004, it consolidated for quite a long time and has really only recently broken up, and did mess around for quite a long time. Although when you look at that 5 year weekly chart, it has been really quite consistent. So, if I was going to bet on one of the industrial metals, I think it would be lead. Although I don't think I'll be opening any additional positions on top of my corn and cotton before I go on holiday, which will be towards the beginning of June. And thinking about corn, it was up 17.5 cents in here today at 382 and a quarter. A little bit weak yesterday, but it's completely countermanded that and rallied up. So the grains, I mean, corn continues to go sideways, but it is starting to look that bit better. And soybeans back over 800. It's at 808 and a quarter. It's up 10 and 3 quarters on the day, so starting to look that bit more positive. The bonds are pretty steady in here today. Treasuries up just one tick, are 1/32 at 109.04. The 10-year is unchanged. Gilts just down 9 ticks at 105.63, and the Eurobonds are at 112.19. That's up 2 ticks. So not too much going on that front. I think, given the small little bit of a scare that we had on the China front this morning, I think markets have really been very, very steady. And it does point towards that little bit more confidence in the market than we would have seen back in at the end of February. And that perhaps points towards that l little bit less fear of what is going to happen in China. But I think if we see downward dynamics tomorrow, that could be a very different story. I'm certainly not betting on that though. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.